Welcome to TVHolic.com's exclusive interview with Joanne Kelly of Sci-Fi's Warehouse 13. I had a chance to talk with her after the Warehouse 13 panel at Comic-Con on Saturday, July 25th, 2009.
Since cookies play a role through this whole show, I'm asking everybody, what's your favorite cookie?
My favorite cookie? That's a hard question, man. It's like dessert square, does that count as a cookie? Probably not. I'd have to go with Mrs. Dumpy's chocolate chip cookies from when I was like little. Sue Dumpy. She makes the best chocolate chip cookies. My mom, not as much. She was kind of like a healthy baker, you know, olive oil instead of butter, which doesn't really work with cookies.
So you kind of joked in the panel and you got a little guff for you saying you're not as buttoned up.
So, no, eh? What is with these guys?
So what parts of your character are more like you and what parts are...
I think it's like a little piece of your personality. For me, that's what they see all the time. They see me at work. They don't see me away from work. And I mean, there's nothing I care about more than my dog. Honestly, I'm obsessed with it. I enjoy acting. I love what I do. And when I'm at work, I'm there. It's very... I work hard. So it's funny because her, like, that kind of goes hand in hand with who Micah is. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a nice melding. But I mean, I'm from Newfoundland. I like sports. I like hockey. There's nothing that I like more than a cold beer and a hockey game. You know, I like to dance. I don't think I can dance as much. You know. There's a part of me that is her, but there's also, I mean, and I have a bit of a body of work now, and I've done comedies, and I've done, you know, characters that trip and fall and forget things, and loosey goosey. I mean, it's just such a different character. And people tend to confuse the two. It's me, not. Even though they don't agree with me, because I am uptight at work. I have to be. I have Eddie to deal with.
So you have a favorite artifact or something that you've gotten to do so far?
Lewis Carroll's mirror. The essence, I don't know how much to say, but God in heaven. There's an essence of Alice in Wonderland trapped into the mirror, and it kind of gets swapped out with my character. So my soul is kind of replaced with somebody else. That's interesting to me because Mac. Challenge, really hard, really interesting to work, everything like that. I mean, that's what's so cool about our show. It's such a little bit of acting, you know, it really is, and you never know what they're going to throw at you next week, and each episode is so different. That one was my favorite, Lewis Carroll's Mirror. Because I'm a Lewis Carroll fan and Alice in Wonderland. I'm an English major in school, so, you know, I like literature. That's exciting.
So, is there something that you haven't got to do yet, that, like an idea that popped in your head, like an artifact you'd like to see through work into the show or some storyline?
There's so many of them. I want my teddy bear in there. I'm trying to get my teddy bear in there. There's stuff we talk. I want to do a rock band episode so bad because I'm kind of addicted to the drums right now. Rock band. Imagine if you had like a rock band that sucked you in and you couldn't get away from or something like that. So there's stuff, but you know, the writers do this.
There was something about a Nintendo Wii that had a.
Like, it would be cool, right? Like, it would be awesome. Yeah.
All right. You've done, you know, other sci-fi, but in that genre, you tend to do a lot of acting where there's nothing actually there. So how difficult is that for you, doing reactions or whatever for things that are going to be put in later?
I was an imaginative child. Let's put it that way. You know, it's a really great thing about being in this profession is that you get to be a kid again. And I like imagining. I like pretending to be there. It's fun, you know. I thought I was going to turn into a wizard when I was a kid. I was, like, sure of it. I'm like, when I grow up, that's it. I'm going to be magical. I just know it. But no magic thus far. But, you know, it's fun to pretend and to make believe. I mean, that's what we do as kids, and we lose that as we get older. And it's so great that I don't get to lose that. I think a piece of you kind of, when you stop imagining that things are possible or in magic, or, you know, when you stop believing, you kind of stop believing in yourself and what you can be, and that's sad and broken. You don't want to be sad and broken.
It's true. You kind of had it established a little bit, just a few episodes, and then you have something new come in. How is that integrating somebody new?
Easy as pie. I mean, it's the casting of sequences, I believe. Like, I think having Allison come on board was just like she should have been there from day one. You know what I mean? The her and Saul's relationship is so funny and so honest and so, you know, touching. I mean, he really cares for her in real life, and she cares for him, and that comes across on screen. It's like the same, I think, as Eddie and I. And they needed somebody in the warehouse. So they're all by himself, you know? Need a friend.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently not you.
I don't know. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And what could you just talk a little bit about working with Eddie and then...
I feel really blessed. I know that's like kind of a cliche or whatever to say, but honestly, Eddie is one of the loveliest people I've known. I've never heard him complain. And we worked 22 and a half hours one day. Never heard him complain, ever. Very positive. He sets me at ease in a way that, you know, I trust him completely. And I think that's why we have good chemistry on screen. I mean, actors can sometimes be difficult individuals in the sense there's a competitiveness. And we don't have that. I don't feel that on the show. I don't feel that people are, you know, I feel like everybody kind of throws their cards into the pile and lets them fall where they may. And I feel like because of that, there's not that weird tension. You know what I mean? It really is kind of like a family. And Saul's Canadian, which is really nice to have a fellow Canuck on the show, and, you know, someone of his stature. And I mean, who hasn't seen True Romance, and who hasn't seen Unforgiven, for God's sake? Like, when my friends found out that he was doing a show with us, they freaked out. You know, it's great. You get to play with those people. Anything you want. You big kids. Told what to do with people who watch.
And so, how is it filming in Toronto?
Great. I lived in Toronto for years. I kind of moved from, I did it in stages. I went from because my town's really small, 1,000 people. And really far away. It's in Newfoundland, so it's very isolated. Like 7 hours to a city, which is only like 100,000 people. So I went to Acadia University, which is in Brookville, and then I moved to Toronto, and then I moved to LA. So I kind of did it, but I was in Toronto for a long time, and all my friends are there, which is great, but also bad, because I never get to see anybody. Even though I'm in the city, they joke that I work in a sweatshop in Malaysia somewhere, because they never see me. But it's a great city, and if you like food, it's a good place to go. Toronto's great ethnic food. Yeah. Are we done?
That's all I got. I didn't plan to have this much time with each person myself. So.
Whatever, dude. It's all good. How are you enjoying Comic-Con?
This is my first time here, so it's an experience.
I'm going to go buy a cape after this.
Yeah, there's an interesting group of people that like to put on an interesting costume and just walk around, and people stop and have them take pictures all day long. That's all they do. And I think that's what they come here for. They don't go to any of the panels or do any of the stuff. They just...
It's terrific. It really is. We're good. Just hanging out. We're talking about popcorn. Yeah.
Did
you ask him where to get a cape? Do you know where I can buy a cape?
I don't know, but I gotta imagine down there in the convention, in the exhibition.
I gotta find one. I mean, I see t-shirts.
I don't know.
I wanted to ask that guy, because there was a guy that asked a question on the panel, and nobody would let me talk. I'm like, where did you get your cape? But I couldn't get it. Yeah, he's wearing a cape. I did. I was looking for it because I want to buy a cape for my friend. That's why. beautiful. Ferret?
Yeah.
No. It's, you know, it's awesome. Like, dude, some people, like, this is their deal. You know what I mean? Like, this is their...
Well, it was, I have a question for Joanne. And it was about the ferret. You were like, okay. Yeah, I was sitting in
there. I love that ferret. It's a good ferret.
Like, I
said,
switch to this ferret.
They hired me.
Maybe we'll do a t-shirt like
this. Great. I would buy that t-shirt. I'm tired. You know what time it is?
It is.
Let's guess. I say 4:30. Am I close?
4:00.
I wish it was later. Apparently.
It only seems like 4:30.
It only seems like it's 4:30 in my brain. It's 4:30 somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So where are you from?
Seattle.
Oh, cool. Right down the road from Vancouver.
Yeah, just
does it rain hours. Like it rains in Vancouver?
Yeah, it doesn't rain as much. It tends to, you have like a lot of those little gray days.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come over to this table.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure.
It was great talking to you.
All by yourself. All by yourself.